Welcome to Running on Indy. I'm Jesse Davis.
And I'm Blake Robertson.
On today, we have two representatives from Athletico, Matthew Hamilton and Anna
Thomas.
And we're going to be talking about injury prevention. Athletico is a, let's let you guys talk about it.
Athletico is an outpatient physical therapy company. We're located in several different states, and here in central Indiana, we're up to 25 clinics now, pretty much surround the 465 area, and then we have a couple within the loop as well.
That's awesome. So yeah, we're going to be talking with them, and we're going to use their expertise to answer some of your questions that you sent us and some of our questions ourselves. So, Blake, you want to go ahead and do the first sponsor plug?
Yes, I would, Jesse. Thank you. This episode of Running on Indy is brought to you by 361 Degrees Running Shoes and all the new Sensation 3, a stability, high-mileage trainer powered by QuickFoam. Check out the all-new 361 Sensation 3. You can find this at the Runner's Forum or at your local retail specialty store.
Good job, man. I thought you were going to do like a little stability, like Looney Tunes.
I'm getting better at this one.
No, you did a good job, man. I like it. All right, so let's get into the injury questions. Our first question was sent to us on Twitter from Dathan Ritzenhine. He is going to be pulling out of Boston with an SI joint injury. Do you want to... What would be some things you would do for an SI joint injury?
I think we both work extensively on SI joints.
So
what would you do to help Dathan Ritzenhine get through Boston? He had just had it a week ago. He didn't really send this to us, by the way.
He's a former Olympian who just pulled out of Boston.
I'm reading this on Twitter. He has an SI. He developed an SI joint injury last week, and he's pulling out of Boston. But I just thought it'd be a great segue.
So he could be a pansy, but it's up to you guys to let us know.
I mean, with a lot of these injuries, we really have to be kind of hands-on and take a look. And some that we do with Athletico, we offer free injury screens. So, you know, when something like this comes up, if you come into one of our clinics, free 30-minute session, it lets us kind of see what's going on.
Yeah.
And we can go from there. SI joint injuries can be kind of tricky, especially with runners who are just pounding.
Can you explain what that is, like an SI joint?
Yeah, sure.
I mean, a lot of people don't know.
The SI joint is your tailbone joint.
So
it's when
really?
Your butt hurts. It's a pain in the butt.
So Dathan has a butt injury.
He's got a butt injury. And typically what's happening back there is that your tailbone actually has a bit of motion that people don't really realize. And so when that tightens up or gets rotated in a specific position, kind of gets stuck, that becomes very painful and can change your gait in a big way. And obviously, if you're changing your gait even a little bit and taking thousands of steps every run, that's just going to throw things off.
Especially for a marathon, definitely.
So your butt hurts.
You got pain in your butt.
It could be a good night.
Oh, God. Oh, boy. Where was I going with that? You totally threw me off there. So, yeah, I do really like the... we work at the Runners Forum. We send a lot of people over to Athletico. I highly recommend. They do a great job. The free injury screens are awesome. If you feel like you're at the point where you're questioning whether it's an injury versus, like, should I run through it, maybe you should just go to Athletico and get it checked out, because, I mean, you just want to be safe. I'd say better safe than sorry, and then end up missing more time than what you were originally could have avoided if you would have just got it checked out. So definitely appreciate what you guys do.
I'm the manager at the downtown location. And actually,
all right.
I'm in Briar Ripple.
So I actually went into your store about a couple months ago. It might have been a little longer. It was when Maria was working there.
Okay.
She did some needling on me.
Mm-hmm.
First time I've ever had needling. And you guys can talk about that a little later if you want to talk about needling. But I went into it thinking needling was acupuncture. It was totally not acupuncture. And it kind of hurt. But it worked. You know, I felt like it really helped. So, but yeah. I do have a little bit of experience with you guys. I did go in there and get work done.
Do you guys want to talk about needling? I think I'm intrigued now because I've never been needled. Mm-hmm. So go ahead.
Yeah, so its full term is called trigger point dry needling. It's semi-new out in this area. A bunch of us got certified about a year and a couple months ago, really. But how it works is we use acupuncture needles to release muscles that you would typically foam roll or roll out with a tennis ball. A lot of times, too, people don't realize that it's a muscle causing their pain. So we tap the needle into the area where that's tight and tender, and what we're looking for is a twitch response. So that's kind of resetting the area of the muscle that is tight and tender neurologically. So you get kind of some long-term benefits from it, and you can get to areas that are a little bit harder to get to with your hands, and it works a lot faster.
Okay.
The caveat being it does hurt during, and you can get sore from it, but it works.
It hurts to poke needles in your body?
Well, you don't feel the needle go in. It's actually when the muscle jumps is when it's kind of
when
weird
it releases,
and it can hurt. Yeah. But it works so well. To the point that if it didn't work, I probably wouldn't bring it up because it is tender during, but okay. It just works that well at clearing muscles, and it's a great tool that we use in physical
That's
therapy.
That's awesome.
It was a shock or two, and it didn't last very long. Basically, she just stuck it in. I was like, oh, this ain't nothing to it. And she goes, well, you know, stretch, you know, flinch your leg, and then it was like, oh, like that. I didn't, but she only did it like a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
So it didn't last long. It didn't even last probably 2 minutes. I mean, it was really quick procedure.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, it felt a lot better. She did it in my hamstring afterwards. So
yeah,
I
our
definitely
endurance
believe
athletes
in it.
Love it.
Yeah.
Because it's like we all are kind of used to a little bit of pain cave. So.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Just kind of get in that zone and get needled.
Yeah, I kind of want to try this now, even though I don't know where I'd get needled, but it sounds
Jenna
good.
Over in Bratterpool is getting certified right now.
All right. Yeah, check it out. Yeah. And then I wish the audience could have seen the faces that Blake was just making. They were pretty great. Not very good audio, but like the, and the eyes were popping. It's pretty cool. So we had another question. It's from a Peter. He wrote us on Twitter. he wrote us on Twitter. Peter wrote, just had someone today ask me about shin splints. What do you guys recommend for shin splints?
So shin splints are pretty common among runners. The basic cause of it is actually tightness in the calf muscle, so the musculature behind. There's a limited amount of space between the calf and your skin and the shin bone. And so what happens is when you've got too much tightness or fluid or anything like that in there, it's actually pulling all the way around to the front of your shin bone.
Oh, yeah.
And that sheath that connects it everything is starting to pull away from the bone, which is exactly as painful as it sounds.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's kind of unrelenting. So the number one thing for that is trying to get that muscle relaxed, whether that's with stretching, whether that's with foam rolling, whether that's with dry needling. You know, a lot of things can help that, your basic ice and rest. And of course, you know, going into your local runner's forum and getting your shoes updated.
Yeah, yeah,
you know,
of course, yeah. Blake, you had a bunch of back issues. Do you want to have any questions about it?
Yeah, so...
I figured you might have a lot of injury questions.
I got Boston coming up in about four or 5 days.
Okay. And backstory on Blake, he's kind of made of glass. So.
Yes. Well, actually, I haven't been hurt in 3 years. Like,
okay, I'm just kidding. You said you're doing Boston too?
Yeah.
All right, we got two Boston people here.
I'll be out there. Actually, 2 years.
I'm gonna watch
years
on TV,
ago,
so.
I was supposed to do Boston, and I tore my calf. A week before the race, I was with this numbnuts when I did
what?
That.
What? That's your fault. I didn't do anything to you.
And so...
I'm sorry you can't keep up with me. I mean...
So I had to go to Boston and do the Boston trip without the race.
Oh, that's rough.
So 2 years now, with him again.
I'm not your lucky charm at all.
My IT band. That put me out 2.5 weeks. This is going back about 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was out 2.5 weeks. I got back fairly quickly, stupidly too quickly.
Mm-hmm. We all do it.
So I went from doing nothing for like 3 weeks to
like
90 miles
yeah.
every week.
Yeah.
And then
yep.
that pulled my back.
Yeah.
And so my back's been, I pulled it so bad I couldn't walk. Literally couldn't walk. And it's been really no running at all since then. I think I've ran maybe like 3 or 4 times since then. I'm still going to do the race.
You had a good workout the other day.
I had a pretty good workout, all considering. So mm-hmm. I'm still going to get out there and do it because mm-hmm. it's Boston. Yeah. You got to get out there and at least try. Mm-hmm. So
I will be putting on my bio, though, that I ruined Blake's career, running career.
Moving forward, when I do Boston again, I just stand away from him.
Yeah, so you have a specific question for
yes,
him?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
What the heck is going on? Because it's like right here, and I don't even know what it is, but it like pulls. So and it's now where I can walk and I can actually mm-hmm. jog, but like for like almost a week I barely could walk around. Like I was like I know the audience can't see this, but I was like this.
Blake standing up walking like an old man.
Yeah. So I don't know what it is. So just kinda
Yeah, sure. Well, first
diagnose
off,
me.
Are we sure it's not a pain in the butt?
yes, I joined injury.
That's going around apparently.
Well, the what?
I don't know where you're going.
No, it's
you
it's,
were setting him up for something like that could have been interesting.
I want to stay married.
Oh gosh.
Go no, ahead. That was a joke. It was a joke. Anyways, for my wife. No, but that could be a possibility because my IT band mm-hmm. was not. It was here. Mm-hmm. And I got that worked out. Yeah. So it could stem from that. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, the IT band happening right before it is a little bit suspect. There are rarely coincidences in this.
Yeah, I would think so,
And so likely what happened is that, you know, whatever happened with the IT band did throw off how you were running. Mm-hmm. And you got back into it without really fixing your stride. And so that's something...
Probably compensation.
Exactly. Compensation. So whether you were, you know, running totally upright, trying to protect that IT band, just got too much compression on your spine, or, you know, running in a different pattern than you used to, it can be really detrimental, especially when you start packing on the miles, mm-hmm. which is something that we actually do at Athletico Physical Therapy. We offer video gait analysis. So we take a high-speed look at your running form and can mm-hmm. offer these critiques on, okay, you know, you're leaning too far forward. You're kicking up too much on this leg. You know, your cadence is too slow. Let's work on that. So offering those sorts of things is something we could do and maybe save your back.
Okay.
Something else I'd like to add, especially if you had an IT band issue before, a lot of times I see in my runners, they're not getting that full hip extension. So that causes you to land harder on that hip, which then in the spine, you'll start to side bend left. Or like if you're landing hard on your left, you start to side bend left and you can jam up that lower joint. And that's probably why once that joint jams, it kind of gets stuck. And then sometimes it'll work itself out. And then other times you need like a manipulation or needling to get it to let go. So that's just something I see in my runners a lot is they don't have full hip extension, one of the hips, and that just kind of throws everything off. And it can have implications bilaterally because of the ground reaction forces experienced during gait and running.
Yeah, absolutely. I've noticed that anytime you're compensating, you're probably going to get messed up somewhere.
Yeah, like when something's going to be a point of breakdown.
Yeah, my left calf hurts. Oh, wait, now my right hip hurts, you know what I mean? Like, because mm-hmm. you're probably running different than you normally are in some way. Just, like, compensation is not good, I guess.
So if I went in to you guys for this injury, which 2 months, well, a month ago, and I came to you, what would kind of things would you guys be doing to speed along the recovery?
Well, go ahead. You can answer.
Well, like
that might be kind of general, but
like hip joint mobilizations. I mean, I'd look at your gait, hip joint mobilizations. If you're cool with needling, probably needle the glute, get that to release. Do figure out what planes of motion the hip is weakened in the first place, and kind of give you exercises to work on strengthening that area. And that'll usually clear up a lot of it. And then if like you came in with the back dysfunction too, we definitely would address that via either mobilization or manipulation. So tape always helps.
I think tape helps.
There's some tape on them.
I think something that a lot of us do, all physical therapists are going to look for what are your basic dysfunctions and what can we do to fix that. So just because you say, you know, it hurts while I run, well, I mean, we're going to find your weakness here, there, or somewhere else. You know, we're going to do a full testing from the top down and see what are you not good at, then try and make you good at that and make sure that those pieces fit back together.
I've known Blake for a long time. He's not good at a lot of things.
Well, then we have a lot to work on.
And can we get, like, a picture of you getting your glutes needled for Instagram?
Sure.
I mean, do you guys allow that?
Yeah, I ended up actually, my patient's Instagram last week. Actually, I was needling him, and he's like, "Rah!"
I'll do one better. They can videotape me doing it.
Well, we can Instagram. They do video too on Instagram.
But then if they videotape you getting it done, you're gonna cry. Oh. So that would even be more funnier.
Funnier is not a word, but cool.
Okay, well, thank you for that question.
Yeah, no, that's great. Yeah, we definitely want to address Blake's issues because he's got a big race coming up. And so do you, mm-hmm. Matthew. Yeah. Are you going in healthy?
Mostly. Okay. I tweaked a hamstring on one of my last workouts. It seems to happen when you start to taper down. You're going for it. And
then every little thing, you're like, oh my God, this is so... crazy. Yeah. Like you get in your head. Yeah.
Well, especially like because I have some of the knowledge behind it, I'm like, oh my gosh, what did I do? You know? And so some of that totally turns off. You go into runner mode and you just can't use your analytical mind anymore. I just gotta run through it.
That's a good I actually have the next question I have is from Laura on Instagram. And she was asking, when is a good time to push through an injury versus call it? Like how do you know when it's an injury and or just an ache that you can push through versus an actual injury? I guess that's the better way to phrase
it. Yeah, and that's really tough. I mean, runners get that you have to go through a certain amount of pain all the time. If you're training for something, you're in pain. And so what I typically tell my runners is if you have a specific pain, somewhere that really hurts, one, that's suspect. Two, if that pain lasts more than 24 hours after your run, that's when you need to get it checked out.
Okay.
So, you know, if your calf feels tight during a workout or something like that, that's not a big deal. If it's still tight the next day when you go out for your next run, that's where the problem comes in, because just like we talked about before, you're going to throw off your stride. So whether that's the actual problem or you end up throwing out your back or something, you don't want to have pain going into your forward and future runs. So really want to get any sort of pain and discomfort taken care of before your next run. So usually use a 24-hour rule.
Yeah, and that makes sense. And I usually, and I don't know if this is good advice or not, so you can tell me, but like I've always been told, like if you want to test an injury, maybe go out and run 10 minutes. And if it doesn't loosen up after 10 minutes, just call it. That's kind of like a general rule of thumb. Like say your calf is tight and you went out and ran like just easy. I'm not like saying like go hard or anything, but if it isn't loosening up at all when you're running, then maybe like you shouldn't be running on it, you know, instead of trying to push through it.
Yeah, I mean,
it's bad advice. I don't know.
10 minutes is different for a lot of people, but it's not bad. Typically, you know, at 10 minutes, a couple miles, somewhere in there, things should loosen up.
Yeah.
So
but if you're still kind of feeling it, maybe like you probably should call it. Like if it's questionable, like if you're like, if you're like Blake and like, I don't know, like my IT hurts, should I do this whole workout? And like he usually will go, yes, I should do this whole workout. Well, maybe if he called it at 10 minutes and went and foam rolled or got needled, he might be okay.
And so that's what, you know, the free injury screen really helps with. When you're not sure, man, is this a problem? Is it not? You know, should I get this checked out? You know, just come in and we'll do a quick screen. Even if you think it's nothing, we can tell you, hey, it's nothing. You know, stretch and you're fine. Or we say, hey, no, this is something that you need to take care of.
Yeah.
Or, you know, this is real bad. You need to go see a doctor and get an x-ray or whatever. So if you're not sure, take advantage of it. It's there.
And that's when we definitely send people to you guys a lot, where, like, if they've had that chronic pain for a while and it's really specific to a certain spot and not just, like, a general pain, like, we're always like, yeah, you should probably just get that checked out if you're worried about it. I mean, like, if you're worried about it in general, it doesn't hurt to get a free injury screen.
Yeah.
You maybe like shouldn't try to like push through it. So, and another, I had another question. Someone asked me about using heat versus ice. Like, can you explain like when's a good time to like heat a muscle versus ice a muscle?
I would say if it's like an acute injury, I would probably use ice.
Okay.
Muscle ache type things. A lot of times heat feels better and can loosen it up.
Mm-hmm.
But if you like just rolled your ankle, I would definitely ice it or tweak your knee or something like that.
Yeah, that makes sense. So if you're just kind of trying to loosen up for like a run or something, like heat would probably be good.
Yeah. But yeah, I would ice afterwards. I would do ice before you'll be too stiff.
Yeah, that
exactly.
makes sense.
General rule of thumb, you're trying to do your warm up and cool down. So whether that's with heat or with, you know, a little bit of running, you want to heat first, ice after.
So unless, so just use the words warm and then you can heat and then cool down versus ice. So.
And if that's too confusing, you can stop and ask Jesse.
That's true. Blake, you got some more questions?
Yeah, just kind of touch on you guys' positions. I know you just got recently promoted, if I could be wrong, but I think you did.
Mm-hmm.
And just kind of talking about what your position is, same with you, and what you do, you know, what makes you guys qualified to do what you do.
Well, firstly, that's just a little piece of paper that makes me qualified.
That you paid some money for it.
Yeah, I've been still paying some money for it. You know, I'm a staff physical therapist at the Fishers location, downtown Fishers by Chatham Tap. Most people know where that is in Fishers. So.
Oh, yeah.
And the promotion I just got was endurance coordinator, so a regional coordinator for Central Indiana, covering the whole region here. So that means that what I do is help to staff some of the races that we sponsor, go through that sort of stuff, working on educating all of our endurance program members. So we just had video game analysis for our region. I got a bunch of people trained up in that. And then just fielding a bunch of questions from any of our physical therapists who are like, you know, I'm seeing someone, I have a question, they just email me and I'm kind of that point of contact.
That's awesome. Anna?
Yeah, so I'm the downtown Athletico facility manager. I've been there since about last May, so almost a year. We're located right on the circle on East Market Street. My background, I have a spine specialty background, which has been nice because it kind of, I find obviously the main pain point, but I also try and figure out why it happened in the first place. Just recently did the video gate analysis with Matt, and then we're both doing dry needling as well. So I think we both do a lot of hands-on type of treatment. And it's not just an exercise mill, but we will give you exercises to address those movement dysfunctions and weakness.
Yeah, I think retraining your body to move properly is pretty important so you don't get injured.
It's hard work, but and takes some consistency on the part of the patient.
There's a reason why you have those patterns, because you've been doing it for a long time.
Right.
So it's hard to like make a new pattern more natural.
So you're a spine specialist? Mm-hmm. Is that what you do? Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we did a bunch of... So I'll do joint manipulations. Like if a joint is jammed, I know how to unjam it. And we did a lot of peripheral, like shoulder, knee, foot, that kind of thing too. So I treat everything, but basically my bias is I always end up back at the spine. Mm-hmm. It's hip in the spine.
Yeah.
So,
man, well, where were you about a month ago?
I'm sorry. I know. I was like, oh no.
It was almost like a pun there with back at the spine.
Yeah, right.
I'll do the second plug here. This episode of Running on Indy is brought to you by 361 Degrees Running Shoes. I personally have been running a lot in the Meraki. I'm waiting on some new ones, but that's one of my favorites. What about you, Blake? What have you been running in?
I'm going to run in the Chasers, I decided, for Boston.
Yeah. I just ran the Chasers Saturday in Louisville for the 10-miler.
My only concern is going to be right now, I'm sure you've been keeping up with it too, it's supposed to be 40 degrees, 30 miles per hour winds.
I've heard 50.
And it's supposed to rain. So it's going to be fun.
50, but it's cool.
But for people who aren't going in out of shape, that actually helps because it's going to slow the field down, which is cool. You would think.
Well, it won't slow as bad as like 70s like it has been lately.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true. So
I take some rain actually over 70.
The Chasers, I'm still debating, but I'm probably going to go to the Chasers. The Meraki's, I like the gripping system better for the road because it's probably going to be wet.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be raining Sunday and Monday all day.
Yep.
So we're not going to get a break.
Yeah.
So, but most likely the Chasers is what I'll go with at this point. So, but yeah, that's what I did the workout in.
Yeah.
They went well.
I technically set an unofficial world record in the Chasers.
Okay, there you go.
And pushing somebody in a wheelchair for half marathon.
I heard about that.
But I didn't probably do enough documentation or have the right whatever to set official world record.
Doesn't count unless it's documented.
Anyway, I had another person, Brittany, who's also on Instagram, asked about Achilles tendon pain. I know that's a really common injury for a lot of runners. You got any advice for anybody who has Achilles tendon pain?
Yeah, so again, with the Achilles tendon, you know, the issue may be there, but that's where the pain is, but that's not really where it's stemming from.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times, yeah. Anna's indicating that the hip is kind of the driver for that stuff.
Okay.
You may see some tightness in the calf. You may see some dysfunction in the hip. It could be as simple as, you know, your opposite knee is actually not, you know, operating the correct way. It's so hard to say without getting our hands on and seeing.
It's such a common injury, and I know that's one that's put out a lot of runners I know, and they can't get over it. So,
and that's just the nature of the tendon. Tendons don't heal as quickly. They don't have great blood flow. So something like a dry needling helps with that blood flow.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, getting hands-on helps with that as well.
Yeah.
And you want to talk about that at all?
I was just going to say there's a whole bunch of reasons why it could be happening. It's hard to say without actually looking at them.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times, too, we'll do like ASTEM or Graston on the mm-hmm. tendon as well to help facilitate some blood flow in the area. That seems to work pretty well on the tendon pains.
Okay. I know, like, specifically that just based off her Instagram account, she runs a lot of trails.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if the uneven surfaces.
Yeah, that could be part of it, too. Yeah, mm-hmm. she might have, like, if she has a history of a rolled ankle or something like that, that mm-hmm. could throw off that function there as well.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, makes sense. And then that ties into another thing that we see a lot, with runners is plantar fasciitis. Any tips for that? I know that plagues a lot of runners.
Plantar fasciitis is one that it just takes a long time to get over if you're mm-hmm. not dedicated to it.
Oh yeah.
That's something that you, if you're going to take care of it, you got to take care of it. And one of the best ways is to go see a physical therapist, go see a doctor, and really commit to it. Because it's a long, drawn-out process, and if you let up, you're just prolonging it.
Yeah, I've had it twice, and I jumped on it and was able to take care of it. But I know, like, from what I've experienced with other runners, if they let it go for, like, even a few months, it can be really hard to get rid of.
Yeah, I would nip that in the bud as quickly as
Yeah, so if you start feeling, like, any kind of thing that might be plantar fasciitis pain, you probably should just jump right on that.
Yeah, and that includes heel pain, arch pain, ball of your foot pain, you know, more than just it kind of hurts. So when it's there, each step
it just
you take,
doesn't go
especially
away.
First thing in the morning.
I like the 24-hour rule.
Yeah, 24-hour rule works. So, you know, specific tips for that, you know, icing the bottom of your foot. That's something that not a lot of people think to ice. So mm-hmm. getting the ice directly on it, rolling it out, and then you can look at things like night splints to help keep that foot from getting too contracted in the night. But it's really a multi-stemmed approach to take care of it.
Mm-hmm.
And we really encourage you to jump on that because it is such a pain and it's tough for runners who are used to being active, being out for so long.
Is it true a lot of it can come from the calf?
Like absolutely.
A lot of calf tightness and things like that. So would dry needling in the calf help with plantar fasciitis?
Yeah.
Because a lot of people would just think it's just a foot thing, but it could be like totally unrelated to just the foot because it's all connected to there, right?
Yeah, and the soleus, the trigger points will refer directly to the heel too. So if they come in, it's especially if it's more on the back of the heel or heel pain,
mm-hmm.
then definitely going up there. But yeah, any plantar fasciitis patient, we will be addressing calf mobility and
mm-hmm.
yeah.
So if you're going to ice your foot, what frozen vegetable do you think would work best?
Peas.
Yeah, absolutely. A bag of peas is great. It forms to your foot. A lot of people like to do the frozen water bottle approach.
Yeah. You can do the massage.
You massage it and ice it at the same time. Really get aggressive on it.
Yeah.
So
I like that was kind of a joke question, but you were really right on the peas.
you get the frozen peas.
Oh, yeah. That's what I would have gone with.
You can go with a vegetable medley if
corn
you're really feeling crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll tell you what I'm waiting for you guys to get. The Wolverine procedure.
The Wolverine procedure? What are you
talking about? Adamantium?
Yes.
Can you explain the Wolverine procedure?
Look, I'm 38. I'm getting old. So I'm getting hurt worse and worse and worse the older I get. So if I can just jump on that Adamantium, whatever it is.
Sure.
What I don't get about that is how did that not weigh him down so much? Yeah, like, how did that help his musculature at all?
And he moves really fast. You think he would weigh like 1,000 pounds.
Yeah, he would be. And his bones are super heavy now. They didn't address his muscles. I mean, man, look, it doesn't make any sense.
I would do it.
Yeah, we got X-Men. We got like
know your physiology.
So next, Blake's gonna say something about Star Wars. I mean, we haven't said anything about Star Wars.
No, I haven't said Star Wars or Bojangles or all that jazz. So we haven't covered it all.
Oh, yeah, there you go. There you go. That's your typical all three of those buzz. Things.
However, Athletico. What I'm more excited about than anything coming up for Boston is not the actual race. It's I get to go into my hometown for a layover in the Charlotte airport where they have a Bojangles.
Yay!
So I'm going to get me a Cajun biscuit.
Have this Bojangles place? I have not.
I've had it once.
You
have
it once.
My grandparents lived in North Carolina. Oh, and it was pretty delicious.
What part?
Cary.
Cary, North Carolina.
Yep.
That's right.
Oh, North Carolina. Man.
And you've had a Bojangles.
Mm-hmm. Is it like an upscale KFC or...
It's just greatness,
Jesse.
Yeah, like Popeyes,
maybe. Uh-huh. Oh, Popeyes.
No. No.
This is like, this is fine dining for him.
No.
What is the number one injury you can get in a Bojangles?
Step on some sauce.
Yeah, that might be outside of your realm. That might be GI issues. I don't know.
Evansville has got one now, so it's coming.
Oh, Evansville does?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I used to live there for a little bit.
So, I'm sorry. For that.
I went to school down there. I'm sorry.
Did you really? Where'd you go?
USI.
I went to the University of Evansville.
Oh, okay. Nice. Yeah. Nice. Yeah,
okay,
I used
to live hometown's getting... Well, is that your hometown?
Not
my
hometown.
Okay, well, your college town's getting...
The Purple Aces. Yeah.
Purple Aces.
Yeah, I used to live right by the campus. I don't even remember the street anymore, but it was right by the U of E campus.
All one block of it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So huge. Is there anything you guys want to... I mean, you've just been answering questions we've been throwing at you. Is there anything you guys want to talk about as far as, I don't know, whether it's promoting your place or if there's something else you just want to talk about in general that we didn't ask?
What's like a common running thing that we didn't cover? I know we did plantar fasciitis, Achilles. Mm-hmm. What's the other big one that you see a lot?
Hamstring tendinopathy is a big one. Yeah.
Is that like, okay, I'm just going to speculate, you think people are having more hamstring issues running because their glutes aren't strong enough?
Yeah.
I would say because they're probably using the hamstring more than they should be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Yeah, because it assists in hip extension. So back to the hip extension issue.
Yeah. I used to have major hamstring issues, especially in the marathons. Mm-hmm. And I started working on my glutes and it's helped a lot. I don't have that issue anymore. Well, I'm not saying they don't ever hurt or get tight, but not like they used to. You got that same issue?
I've had a few things.
Yeah.
So, hamstrings, not too much. Not too often, but, talking about the glutes and getting those going, also helps with runner's knee. So, a lot of runners get that knee pain at some point, and it's just that.
What specifically would you say, like, runner's knee is? Because it's kind of a general term.
It's a general term.
Yeah.
Usually described by a deep, dull ache in the knee when you're running. And the telltale sign is when you're sitting doing nothing, and that really seems to get it going.
Okay.
When you're sitting at that 90-degree angle, and it just hurts.
Okay. Is that the same thing as an IT band injury?
Well, IT would be like more the outside of the knee, wouldn't it?
Yeah. I didn't know. I always thought that runner's knee was just a slang word for IT band injury.
Mm-hmm. A lot of things probably get looped in there, but a lot of times it's the patellar compression or the kneecap compression. That's why sitting at 90 degrees, it's like increases that compression just enough to keep a slight irritation there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so
makes
then
sense.
When you go to stand, you kind of
feel like an old
hobble.
Man.
Yeah.
One of my biggest issues that I personally struggled with is more like piriformis.
Mm-hmm. I've seen that one recently.
Yeah. So that really gave me some issues. The first time I didn't know what the heck was going on because I think maybe it hit my sciatic and my whole left side, just like I started having all kinds of different issues.
Mm-hmm.
But now I've seen to have really good success with, I'll try to work on my psoas. And that usually if I do some psoas activation stuff, it really helps with my piriformis. And that kind of ties in with what you were talking about with the calf and the shin, how everything kind of is like correlated the opposite side.
Yeah.
Maybe that's where you're having a weakness. And so it, on the other side, it inversely kind of affects you. I don't know.
By the transient property. Yeah,
yeah, there you go.
No, so, I mean, something we talk about, it's the fancy term for it is regional interdependence. So the body isn't operating in isolation ever. You know, it's depending on all its other joints. You know, I commonly tell my runners, think about every time you land, you know, everyone knows, well, most people know, each time you take a step running, you're landing with about four times your body weight.
Yes.
That's a lot of force. The major joints that load that are your ankle, your knee, your hip, and your back. So if you have one of those that isn't pulling its weight, you're taking away, you know, maybe 25% of that weight and dispersing it elsewhere. How do you expect those joints to not cry out in pain if they're not all doing their fair share?
That makes sense, yeah.
You know, they all are dependent on each other.
Yeah, so you just can't, like, simply look at an injury and say, like, it hurts here. That's your only problem.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, I think that's, like, one of the biggest takeaways for me. Like, people, that's why they should get stuff like this checked out. Because, I mean, it could be, like, a bigger issue than what you think it is.
Yeah. And I think as a kind of a team, we do a good job of checking everything out. We don't get stuck in just that joint.
Yeah, and focusing on that one thing.
When I talk to my colleagues within Athletico, everyone's we're all kind of on the same page, which has been really nice. And I think we get pretty good results that way too.
Yeah. So everybody I've met at Athletico seems to be on top of
it. You guys are everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've worked at probably four or five of the clinics and covered at a few different ones too. So I've been able to work with a lot of the clinicians and everyone's pretty good.
You like working downtown?
Yeah, I love it. It's really fun.
It's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. The people watching awesome is pretty good. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Interstations
down there.
Awesome.
Are great.
Yeah. Have you hit up the new Whole Foods yet?
Yep.
Whole Foods?
Yeah, they have mochi balls there. Mm-hmm.
That's cool. Nice. Yeah. I'm a fresh thyme person. That's cool. Anything else you guys want to touch on? Or?
Just biggest thing. I mean, if you have questions, just come in and talk to one of us.
Yeah.
You can call ahead. A lot of times that works pretty well, calling ahead. Or if you walk in and someone has a few minutes, they'll be like, yeah, come on back and we'll talk.
Yeah. And I would really encourage people, if you think you're injured, to just get checked out. It's not worth trying to be like macho and run through things. You end up losing more time than what you would if you just got it properly checked out, did the proper steps, and you can get back so much quicker. You want to add, Matthew, or?
Yeah, I mean, with those free injury screens, don't think of it as, you know, getting yourself down the rabbit hole. I mean, worst thing we say is we think you should do this.
Yeah.
You can take that opinion, do whatever you want with it.
It's true, if you
want to keep running, keep running.
Yeah.
It just sometimes helps to know what to try and work on, even if we say, hey, we think you should do this.
Yeah. And I think that's also a good point, because, what I like about you guys too, like, you go to some people that don't understand like running and being active and like a regular doctor, and they'll be like, just stop running. And that's their answer. Whereas you guys are trying to keep people in their active lifestyle, which I really appreciate that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No, you guys are 100% correct. Cause if I just had not jumped from one extreme to the other after an injury, I would not have lost 2 months of training.
Just a really excited, energetic guy. You just want to get back into it.
You know when you're hurt, you can't run, and then it heals up, you're like, kill!
Let's get out of here. That was pretty intense.
And then like, Boston's coming up, woo! And then you're like, crap.
it's hard to like restrain yourself coming back.
Oh, yeah, especially when you start feeling good, for sure, yeah. Yeah. Overuse, I'm sure, is a big thing. You guys see a lot. Like, people just get into it too quickly.
Yeah, guys, definitely go in and see these guys, preferably downtown.
And then
stop by my get some go see them, and then come downtown and get some shoes for me, and then we'll get you set. And then if you're in Fishers, go to Fishers.
If you're in Broader
Don't worry about going.
There's a Moe's like next door.
The Broader Ripple Athletico is really good too.
Go to Broader Ripple Athletico, they're great. Then go downtown and get your shoes.
Everybody I've met has been really knowledgeable and really great. So
yeah, thank you guys for coming.
Just a bunch of nerds.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah, but definitely come in and you know, check these guys out and then check us out because, you know, we're together. It takes good shoes for your feet. It's like I tell my customers, your body is like a high-performance vehicle. You want to make sure you have high-performance cars for your high-performance vehicle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and absolutely. Then you got to have all the parts inside working right and get that oil changed. Yeah. So that's when they
call
go
the
you
body
guys.
Mechanics.
Yeah, yeah. So, there you go. Yeah.
It all works if you do it right. So.
Before we wrap things up, I want to say thank you to everybody that submitted questions for our guests today. I'll be personally donating a couple tickets to the Back of My Feet Breakfast, which is coming up on April 20th. It's at the JW Marriott. And if you still are interested in the tickets, you can just write us. And if nobody wanted to submit a question, we'll get it along your way. So just reach out to us on Twitter, or which is Running on Indie, Instagram, Running on Indie, our Facebook, Running on Indie as well. It's all Running on Indie. And we have a website, Running on Indie as well. So any of those places you can follow, like us, message us. And like I said, anybody that wants those tickets, reach out to me. If there's a lot of people, I'll do some kind of raffle. It's like $100 value. It's a really great event. You get breakfast. You get to hear like these incredible stories from these people who have overcome so much. And it's just a great event. So
is the table at our table?
I don't know. I'm just going to buy tickets and wrap and give them away. But I don't know where they're going to sit yet. But we'll be there. Blake and I will be there. So you can come say hi to us.
Great.
Well, that's the main attraction, really. Yeah, the main attraction is you get to meet Blake and Jesse, which is pretty awesome, I think, for someone. So anyway, thanks to our sponsor again, 361 Degrees, powered by QuickFoam. Check out 361 Performance Footwear at Runner's Forum or your local running specialty retailer. And anything else you want to say before we go?
Good luck this Monday.
Oh, yeah. Good luck, Matthew. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. Good luck.
And I'll be spectating. Are you going to watch Boston? You know?
Yeah, actually, I might. I have the TVs at work, so.
All right. There you go. So us two will be cheering you two on. So.
Sounds good.
All right. Make sure to tune in to the next episode of Running on Indie. We don't know who our guests will be at the moment, but they're going to be fantastic. Mm-hmm. And anyway, so like us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all that. And also thank you to
Brian Wheat,
our podcast extraordinaire, our guru who does all the work behind the scenes. And
he's got a Facebook page too.
He does have a Facebook page. What Facebook page is Village Recording on Facebook. So, and anyway, so before we go, we just want to say make sure to keep running on Indie.